Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening, via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. All right, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks guys again for tuning in. Again, if you want to call into the show, 818-301-5834. Forgive me guys for not doing the show on yesterday. Forgive me for not doing the show on the day before yesterday. But I had some personal issues I had to take care of over the, well, yesterday I did, but the day before, I don't have an excuse, right? But that's the way it goes. Anyway, you're here today, I'm here today, and let's get rocking and rolling. So, let's see, what's the weather like outside? Right now it's 63 degrees here in the ATL. And we had a high today of 68 and sunny. We had some sun today. Well, we had rain, sun, and a little chill this morning, then rain, and then sunshine. So tomorrow's going to be 60 degrees and partly cloudy. Saturday, 57, sunshine. Sunday, 59, partly cloudy. Monday, 61, partly cloudy. So that's your forecast over the next few days. Take it and run with it if you want or whatever, right? But that's the way it goes. Today's word of the day is sinecure. That's the correct pronunciation of this word, sinecure. S-I-N-E-C-U-R-E. Sinecure is a noun, and the definition is an office position that requires little or no work and that usually provides an income. Okay, sinecure. An office or position that requires little or no work and that usually provides an income. Hey, I need that. I need that position, right? And give me some income with it, right? So that's sinecure. That's a pretty good word for you guys to plant in your vocabulary. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, An 8-year-old boy, is charged with murder. Now, you guys probably have heard about this story. You probably, I think it happened on Monday morning. Actually, it's Tuesday morning, okay? And Tuesday night is when this happened. I'm looking at the dates now on this story. I pulled a story up online on CNN. And so this 8-year-old boy is charged with murder in Alabama, actually in Birmingham, Alabama. And if you haven't heard the story, this is what I know from what I've read from the story, is that the 8-year-old boy's mother and her roommate, okay, went out to a club on Tuesday night. Okay, this October the 10th, right? That's Tuesday night. They went out to the club on Tuesday night. Night on the town, about 11 p.m. on October the 10th. But she left the 8-year-old boy in charge of, it looks like it was three other kids there. He was the oldest. Okay. How do you leave an 8-year-old in charge while you go out and to the club? You and your friend go out to the club, but you and your friend, because a couple of the kids were her friend's kids as well. So, but the 8-year-old and the 1-year-old are hers. So, you know, how do you leave your kids at home by themselves and the oldest is only 8 years old? I mean, he could do it. You know, hey, when I was a boy, I got into all kinds of stuff. And you know, especially being at home by yourself, I wasn't left at home by myself ever when I was 8 years old. But I could think of a lot of things to get into when if I'm at home by myself at 8 years old. But she left her kids at home by themselves, her and her roommate, 8 years old and under. Left the 8-year-old in charge. You leave at 11 p.m. I know what they were thinking. They were thinking that the kids would go to sleep and they could party while the kids are asleep and come back home and the kids would still be in bed asleep. But a one-year-old doesn't sleep a hell of a lot, right? They might sleep for a few hours, but then they'll wake up and you know, wanting something, right? So how do you leave an 8-year-old in charge of three other kids younger than himself, especially a 1-year-old? Now, if they were all around the same age, 7, 6, something like that, I mean, I'm not condoning that. Now, don't take it wrong. But if they were all 6 or 7 years old, around his age, you know, this probably wouldn't have happened. But because he had the 1-year-old there with him, and now the 1-year-old doesn't even see her mom. She doesn't see, you know, she's probably wondering, hey, where's my mama? Okay? And she hadn't seen mama in a few hours. Now she's getting worried. And I don't know, she may have, peed on herself or pooped in her clothes or whatever. But, you know, and the 8-year-old, I didn't know how to change a diaper at 8 years old. I mean, I was the youngest in the family, so I didn't have to change a diaper at 8 years old. I wasn't taught that. Maybe she taught the 8-year-old how to change the 1-year-old diaper. I don't know. But the 8-year-old probably didn't know what the kid needed. If she needed a bottle or she needed a change in diaper. He didn't know. So she starts to cry. And so the, you know, she cried and cried and cried. And when the 1-year-old wouldn't stop crying, okay, while her mom was at the club, let's not forget that. The 8-year-old boy, he became annoyed. I mean, it's not funny at all. I'm not laughing at what happened. I'm just thinking about this 8-year-old boy. Okay, he got annoyed at the 1-year-old kept crying, probably trying to watch TV or trying to play a video game or something. And the 1-year-old is just bawling. Okay? So he viciously attacked the toddler, beating her to death. I don't know what he beat her with or whatever, but he beat the little girl, and the 1-year-old is a little girl. He beat her until she stopped crying, I'm sure. Okay? And when she stopped crying, he put her back in her crib, thinking that, okay, I got her to stop crying. I guess she's asleep. So he put her in the crib. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of this story for you guys. This is the story, okay? The little girl, Kelsey Lewis, suffered severe head trauma and major internal organ damage, right, leading to her death. And the police said, we did have some information that the 8-year-old got extremely agitated because the 1-year-old refused to stop crying. And so I guess the 8-year-old took it upon himself and began to commit violent acts against the 1-year-old. You know, this the lieutenant talking from the Birmingham Police Department. Police say the girl's mother, Katera Lewis, 26, and her roommate, a mother of 5, went out for a night on the town about 11 p.m. on October the 10th. Okay. Lewis left Kelsey under the supervision of her roommate's children. Okay. So I had the story kind of screwed up there. Now, so this girl left her 1-year-old under the supervision of her roommate's children. Okay? All of them far too young for the responsibility. Okay? Lewis, which is the one-year-old's mom, and the roommate didn't bother to check on the kids when they got home from clubbing about 2 a.m., according to police. So they done left the kids, 4 hours. Okay. Kelsey, the one-year-old, was unresponsive the next morning when Lewis found her in her crib, where the boy had placed her. Didn't receive a call until about 10:30 a.m. The Jefferson County coroner ruled the death as a homicide. Okay. This is had the women checked on the children when they got home from the club, police and paramedics would have responded earlier and Kelsey's death might have been averted. I don't know about that. I guess I'm thinking this according to what time the little boy, you know, beat her to death. That has to be that. But anyhow, Edward said that the police said that it's the most heartbreaking case he and Chief Roper have seen in their careers. Lewis, the mom, now stands charged with manslaughter. She's out of jail on a $15,000 bond. The 8-year-old boy is charged with murder and is in the custody of the State Department of Human Resources. Okay. Emory Anthony, the girl's attorney, told CNN that manslaughter is applicable when someone acts recklessly or in the heat of passion, not when they allow someone else to act in a dangerous manner. I think they're trying to allege that she was reckless or negligent in some particular way, and we'll have to deal with that. Of course, my client has a different story about what transpired. I'm going to stop right there because, you know, how is that not negligence for her to leave her 1-year-old with the 8-year-old for 4 hours while they're out clubbing? They weren't out back barbecuing. Right, they weren't out back barbecuing. They were out clubbing. Okay, they weren't out back barbecuing. So she left her 1-year-old daughter with her roommate's 8-year-old son. And her roommate got 5 kids. Okay, all of them, they say, are too young for the responsibility of taking care of a 1-year-old. They're too young to take care of themselves, actually. I mean, you probably could get away with running up to the store and coming back. Okay? You could probably get away with that, running to the store and coming back. But you can't get away with going to the club for 4 hours and coming back home, leaving your 1-year-old there with an 8-year-old. 818-301-5834 if you guys want to call in and comment on the show. Now, I see there are a lot of people, a lot more people have joined the show just now, and welcome, guys. And you know what we're talking about, the 8-year-old boy that's charged with murder in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, as far as charging the 8-year-old boy with murder, I mean, I don't know, right? Maybe some of you guys know the deal there as far as, you know, the legalities of some stuff, but I don't know about charging this 8-year-old boy with murder. I mean, I guess you have to, because he, you know, he's the one that beat the little girl to death. But I don't know. I don't know how that legal mumbo jumbo all goes, you know, I'm thinking, I guess he did murder the little girl.
All right, but how is that going to work out? I never heard of anything like this. An 8-year-old that commits murder. I mean, you know, it's almost to me that this mom, Katera Lewis, however you say her name, Katera Lewis, she should be charged with murder as well. Okay? And she was definitely negligent for leaving her 1-year-old with an 8-year-old. I mean, how do you do that? You leave the house, go into the club with your roommate, and you leave your 1-year-old with an 8-year-old? You're not even thinking about your kid. I mean, what was she thinking? Well, and then on a Tuesday night, who clubs on a Tuesday night? I guess, and you leaving the house at 11 o'clock, I guess you don't have a job that you have to go to, you know, in the morning. If they have a job, her roommate's got 5 kids. They say the children were all between 2 and 8 years old, and only one of them was able to provide the key information about what happened to the little girl. Okay, so you know, how can you question these little kids? And I guess the 8-year-old gave his account of what happened, you know. But this woman, from her mugshot, the way she looks to me, hey, she doesn't have it all upstairs. She can't have it all upstairs, because if she did, there was no way that she would leave her 1-year-old at home with an 8-year-old. There's no way. Absolutely no way. And now she's, you know, she has the burden to carry for the rest of her life, leaving her 1-year-old with the 8-year-old and then finding her dead in her crib the next morning. 818-301-5834. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, if you know, I've been trying to wrap my head around why. That's what I always want to know. Why would you leave your kid with an 8-year-old? Why would you leave your kid with a little boy? Why would you do that? You know, why would you leave your little girl with someone else's little boy? Okay? That's like leaving, since she was 1 and he was 8, that's like leaving your 8-year-old little girl with a 15-year-old little boy. Okay? Now, hey, you know, this 15-year-old little boy at 15, he could do some things to that 8-year-old little girl, right? Right? He could rape her or anything, right? So why would you leave an 8-year-old with a 15-year-old? And you're going out clubbing, and it's someone else's kid. It's not even, they're not even brother and sister. It's someone else's kid. And because they're not brother and sister, this little 8-year-old, you know, he probably treating her like a doll. And he probably saying this isn't my sister. I don't know how long these two ladies been roommates, but he probably barely know this little 1-year-old. Yeah, he didn't, and that's true. She's only 1 year old. So he can't know her. He can't know the little baby. So, I mean, that is totally mind-boggling to me. If they're going to lock up this little boy at 8 years old, they need to lock her up as well. Charge her with murder, too. What do you guys think? I think she should be charged with murder, too. She's only charged with manslaughter. Okay? And her roommate's son is charged with murder. He's going to be gone for a long time if all this works out. We don't know. I guess we have to kind of wait and see, right? Anyway, I just can't fathom leaving my kid, my 1 year old, with an 8 year old for hours. I mean, I'd be worried. I wouldn't be able to have a good time at the club. I mean, you get to the club and bye-bye, dance a couple times, and like, I got to go. I can't take this. I'm worried about my little girl. I mean, you get two or three hip shakes in, and you bouncing back out the door. Worry about your little girl. But they weren't. They had other things in mind. Anyway, guys, that's pretty much all the time I have today. Now, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday, of course. You guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. But, I'm going to talk a little bit about this, what goes on in these college sports, especially college football. It's sad to see things that happen to these young men and colleges who are getting millions of dollars every weekend. I mean, this is big time revenue for these schools. If it wasn't for some of these Division I football teams, like this College of Missouri, where they had all this racial tension, and now the president stepped down. If it wasn't for the football team stepping in, saying that they're not going to participate in any more football activities, they aren't going to play on Saturday, this and that, because the school had a potential to lose $1 million Saturday from them not playing football, the school asked this president to step down. I think that was the whole thing. If the football team had not come forward and say they weren't going to play on Saturday, then they wouldn't have cared, a rat's butt. What these students did, the students been protesting for a week, but until the football team stepped out and went with the students and said that they weren't going to play Saturday, things changed. Imagine if some of these big Division I football programs, just imagine them. I'm not a race guy at all. I'm not putting the race card out there. But what I'm saying is that all these things, I know more stuff happened on all these campuses around the United States. It isn't just Missouri where they have racial tension, where things are happening racially on their campus. So imagine if these Division I schools, if the African American or these black football will walk out and say they're not going to play on Saturday if y'all don't do something about what's going on these campuses with the black students. If these guys would step down and say they're not going to play Saturday until something changes with that, what do you think would happen to college football? I'm not talking about the white players. I'm not talking about the Latino players. I'm not talking about any other players. I'm just talking about the black players. If they step down and say that they weren't going to play on Saturday, what do you think would happen to these programs? They would literally, the schools would literally fall apart because they don't have the revenue, the millions of dollars coming in. They wouldn't have the millions of dollars coming in from those football games. I guarantee you that. So now these guys, you know, now they have some leverage. Now they have leverage to get some things done. Anyway, that's all the time I have today, guys. Hey, take care of yourselves. Have a great evening, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Frank Williams Show. See ya. Until the day he pushed